Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Always a pleasure to be joined on the phone by Senate Democratic Leader Senator Gretchen Whitmer. Good evening, Senator. How are you?
I'm great, Cheryl. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you spend some time with us this evening. You introduced a bill yesterday that could change or expand the uses for sinking fund in the school systems. Would it be inappropriate off the top to ask to clarify a little bit of where the sinking fund comes from and what its current use is?
Sure. You know, when we adopted Proposal A, we really limited how people can fund their schools if they choose to locally raise mills. And so we permit certain uses under the law, and that goes into what is known as a sinking fund if a community decides to raise their own millage in order to pay for things like school buildings. Unfortunately, there are some schools that have balances, and they're limited only to building maintenance. And so what I'm trying to do is give schools a little more flexibility. If their people have decided to tax themselves a little more to pay for schools, this permits them to use it for a little broader purpose, which would include technology and transportation.
So what I guess one of the key things behind this is it gives that local community the choice of what it wants to do in its own community.
That's right. And so it's not raising anything new. It's not changing or permitting something that's not currently permitted under law. It just gives schools a little more flexibility when they do have a fund balance to have some expenditures. And it requires reporting so that taxpayers are comfortable with the uses for which the schools are making those available.
And these sinking funds are pretty strictly watched by the State Treasury Department, aren't they?
There's no question. And I think with the budget cuts that my colleagues have pushed onto our schools, we owe it to these local communities to give them the flexibility to make those determinations. I mean, we talk about moving Michigan forward and training our students, but if they can't use some dollars that they have for technology, it's unnecessarily burdening them.
So in the couple of areas that you specifically mentioned were transportation and technology. Could there be other areas as well?
Well, we've written it very limited because we didn't want anyone to say, oh, you're just trying to raise new taxes or for purposes that weren't understood by the voters. So we're trying to avoid that and limit it just for those purposes. And I think most schools would find that they are able to make use of any dollar in trying to upgrade their technology.
Does using the sinking fund in these specific ways, as you've spelled out in the legislation, just adding to what currently the use is for, does that keep us, and that's an editorial us, from dipping into some other places and into some other funds?
Well, I think if there are districts and there are some that have a balance and they're handcuffed to specific purposes and they don't have any use for those dollars, sure, this would supplant dollars so that those, we've got more in the classroom. I mean, I think that's a possibility. Unfortunately, I think the legislature and the governor have imposed such enormous cuts on the schools. I don't know that it frees up a whole lot, but it might make it a little easier to balance their budgets.
And how is this, in some of the information I got on this, Senator, you talked about it being money-saving for the future. How is this going to do that?
Well, I think, we are going to incur technology costs if we are committed to ensuring that our kids are competitive in the future and they've got the skills necessary to do the jobs of tomorrow. And so every dollar that we can spend today to ensure that they meet that is savings down the road so that we don't get into a crisis situation and so we don't forego technology that we need in the classroom.
Well, you also mentioned in some information I received from your office that it, besides the significant savings in the future, it could bode well for Michigan's bond rating.
Well, yes. When you see that school districts don't have to continue to go back and ask for dollars and borrow money to shore up and make ends meet, we forego all that unnecessary borrowing and we help them to make their budget balance then more efficient.
Well, and Governor Snyder, as we know, has been lobbying for a better bond rating for the state of Michigan. Do you feel you'll get some support on this from the other side of the aisle?
I'm hopeful. I have raised this issue with my colleagues on the other side of the aisle as well as the governor, and I think so long as we are tracking it and there's transparency, that we're going to be able to have a conversation about this. Nothing's a guarantee in this atmosphere, but I think that in light of the cuts that they have imposed on schools, they're looking to figure out if there's a way to alleviate some of that pressure.
Did you make it up to, I'm pretty sure that you did make it to the Mackinac Policy Conference?
I didn't. Sadly, we had a death in our family, and I wasn't able to go. So.
I know Katie Carey went from your office, so I made that assumption. I'm sorry for that.
No, that's okay. I've got great staff, and she's committed, and I had a colleague who wonderfully filled in for me, and so she helped make sure he got everywhere he needed to be, like she does when she goes with me.
Well, she definitely does. So as the reports came back to you, what were you hearing back that you were encouraged by at the conference or that you weren't encouraged by?
Well, I think that there was a lot of, backslapping. It was business groups, and they are, without question, the biggest beneficiary of the governor's budget. Had it been a conference of, parents with kids in schools or retirees who are living day-to-day on their pensions, it might have been a different reception, but that was the group, and, the special interest did very well in the budget process, and I'm hopeful that as we move forward, we really do talk about what the quality of life of Michigan's going to be and how we move all of our state forward.
I'm wondering if Senator Gretchen Whitmer had been there, if some of those conversations would have been a little different.
Well, I think my colleague Bert Johnson went on my behalf, and he's as tough, if not tougher, than I am. So I don't know that I would have changed the dynamic, but I certainly would have liked the opportunity to have been up. Those are, while they look like boondoggles, you actually get a lot of work done, and I think those are important things to do.
I had Senator Bert Johnson on my show about a week and a half ago. I must say I look forward to having him on again soon. He was a very good guest. It was a very good conversation.
Well, if there's any upside to term limits, it's that there is a lot of new energetic blood in the Senate, and I think Bert represents kind of the best of what can be.
I would absolutely agree with you there. I can't let anybody go that I haven't asked yet, Senator, and I'm sorry about that, about the two bridges that we're discussing and just your feelings on the subject at this point.
Well, I think that the case has been demonstrated that there is a need for a new bridge, and so I believe we will see one. The biggest question in my mind is, where is it structurally going to be built, and what does it really mean to the taxpayers? Because I think for commerce purposes, it's an important thing to do ultimately, but we got to make sure that the community in which the bridge is being built is taken care of. There are business people, there are residents, and their whole community is going to be leveled and changed, and so we've got to do the right thing on behalf of them, but I do think that ultimately we will pass the bill in short order.
Well, and so you're not coming down with either side yet?
Well, I think I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll get something done, but it has got to take care of the people in that district, and it's got to be in the best interest of the Michigan taxpayer.
Well, very good. As always, thank you for your time this evening.
Thanks, Cheryl. Have a good one.
Thanks, you as well. Senate Democratic Leader Senator Gretchen Whitmer. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.